From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Trump's executive order limiting immigration to the U.S. from seven Muslim-majority countries has led to widespread confusion as refugees, green card holders, students, and workers were detained at American airports Saturday or barred from boarding international flights to the U.S. President Trump spoke about the executive action.
It's not a Muslim ban, but we were totally prepared. It's working out very nicely. You see it at the airports. You see it all over. It's working out very nicely. And we're going to have a very, very strict ban, and we're going to have extreme vetting, which we should have had in this country for many years.
You know, thousands gathered at international airports in the U.S. and elsewhere in protest of Mr. Trump's executive order on immigration. Anya Zent was among protesters at New York's JFK Airport.
I feel like our president is pandering to the mob, and I don't want any part of it, and I'm ashamed to be an American today. And I want to tell immigrants that they're welcome here.
All this said, a U.S. federal judge has issued an emergency order temporarily barring the U.S. from deporting people from nations subject to President Trump's travel ban. President Trump holding talks by telephone with three world leaders today, a day after speaking at length with Russian President Vladimir Putin and four other world leaders. The White House says Mr. Trump will speak with the King of Saudi Arabia, the Crown Prince of the United Arab Emirates, and the acting President of South Korea. During Saturday's call with Putin, the two agreed to cooperate on efforts to defeat the Islamic State group and work together for peace in Syria and throughout the world. This is VOA News. Syrian media and key monitoring groups say that the government forces outside Damascus regained control of a freshwater spring that supplies the capital after reaching a deal that allows rebel fighters dug in at the site to withdraw. The government advance sets the stage for an end to a nearly six-week standoff at the supply village northwest of Damascus that began with a December 22nd explosion at a key processing plant. The blast sent diesel fuel spewing into a river, contaminating supplies and creating severe water shortages that upended daily life for most of the capital's 5.5 million residents. Four of the five Pakistani rights campaigners and bloggers who mysteriously disappeared from several cities earlier this month have returned home. And police relatives and sources confirmed Saturday that noted rights defender Salman Haider rejoined his family. A progressive poet and university lecturer was on his way home late on January 6th when unknown men intercepted his car just outside the national capital of Islamabad and took him away. Three other missing activists have also been freed and have rejoined their families. Human Rights Watch says children detained by Iraq's Kurdistan regional government on suspicion that they have connections to the Islamic State are alleging they were tortured. The children, who have not been formally charged with the crime, recount being held in stressed positions, burned with cigarettes, shocked with electricity, and beaten with plastic pipes. HRW estimates more than 180 boys under the age of 18 are being held without informing their parents. Tribal and local sources say the U.S. has conducted a commando raid in central Yemen, killing at least three alleged senior al-Qaeda leaders, wounding civilians as well. Sources say the U.S. troops used drones and helicopters in the Sunday morning strike. U.S. officials have yet to say whether they carried out such a raid. The U.S., however, is the only force operating drones over Yemen. Malaysian rescue ships and helicopters encountering strong winds and choppy waters while searching for 31 people, including around 20 Chinese tourists whose boat disappeared near an eastern Malaysian city. The Philippine military chief says a suspected Indonesian militant has been killed and one of South Asia's top terror suspects is fighting for his life after they were hit in airstrikes in the country's south. And U.S. President Donald Trump had his first weekly address to the American people since taking office a week ago. In a 2.5-minute video issued on YouTube Saturday, he lists his administration's accomplishments. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.